Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Remember when you gave a crap about the Olympics? I do. I remember it. I love the Olympics. The idea when I was a kid in sports that I could potentially make it to the Olympics was a big deal. One of my sons was trying to make the Olympics for the quarter mile. Fast kid. Didn't make it, but we were cheering for him. But now not so much. I'm still cheering for my kids, but I'm saying I don't cheer for the Olympics the way I did in the past. It doesn't evoke the same feeling that it did years ago. When we pitted against the best internally, then we sent that team over to represent America, and everybody was gunning for America. You want to know why? Because we represented the world. We were everything. We were Chinese. We were Japanese. We were Indian, we were American Indian, we were white, we were black, we were Hispanic, we were all of it. The U.S. represented our best, and we sent our best to represent the country. I'm not even thinking back on Jesse Owens. I mean, I don't have to go back that far. I mean, everybody wanted to get up there and hold that, put that medal around their neck and stand on the medal stand, and hopefully gold, and they would cry. Now we have them, they turn their backs on it. It's amazing to me. We send whiners, people wishing to show how woke they are. Are you? Woohoo, look at me. A girl got freaking third place in the Olympic trials and she turns her back on the medal. You ain't even good enough to get out of, to make the trials. I mean, I guess third place, you could still go to the Olympics, but you can't even win at home and you're sitting there turning your back. And she calls herself a blacktivist. An activist athlete is what she wore as a shirt. And when she got her third place, her bronze medal, she put her shirt over her head. What kind of nonsense is that? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our merch because let me tell you what it is. It is in your face, smack mouth against leftism. Our goal is to end identity politics. So go to the Black Sphere, I'm sorry, to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and you can find out everything we do. So the first gold medal went to, any guesses? Well, you probably did. China! It went to China. U.S. didn't win any medals on opening day, something that hasn't happened since 1972 in Munich. Over 49 years. Almost five decades since something like that's happened. You would think that the way the U.S. has evolved in so many other ways that we would have evolved and still be producing the best athletes. And I think to some degree we are, but we don't get shut out. How do we begin the Olympics this year, right? We began it with controversy. I talked about this black chick. I'm not even going to say her name. I'm not going to give her any credit because that's what she wants. She wants to be the next Colin Kaepernick. And where is he? Where is Mr. Kneel Down? I didn't get a deal in football. And because he didn't get to take his ball, you know, he took his ball and went home because he didn't get to make a team. They're not fooling me. This mediocre black hammer thrower turns her back on the American flag because of oppression. What oppression? She's gotten everything she's wanted out of life, and she wants to make herself feel oppressed. Olympics is very different this year. I'm going to get into the ratings here in a second. At the Olympic Games, a Costa Rican athlete, I'm not going to say her name, I'm not giving her any credit, but she raises her fist in solidarity for black folks because she wants to appear woke. Would you even know who this chick is? She's from Costa Rica. Have they even won any gold medals ever? I don't know. I don't have the details, but She's from Costa Rica. I don't know what she got on the medal stand. I don't know whether it was on the medal stand, but she decides she's going to stand up for black folks. You got enough problems in Costa Rica. But again, what do you think this is? You think she really cares about black folks in America and the plight of black people in America when there is no plight? But she decides she wants to get on the world stage and do what? Huh? Huh, Kaepernick? She wants to become the Colin Kaepernick or the Colin Kaepernick of Costa Rica. Because that's where the money is. She can't get there on her athleticism. This hammer thrower chick, she couldn't get there on her athleticism. She's a third place hammer thrower in the United States. How do you think she's going to do against them Russians and those Chinese? Well, probably the Russians. Russian hammer thrower chicks, they're bad. Them steroids. So we got all this, again, the same old, same old. And here's what's interesting about the Olympics. Tommy Smith and John Carlos, the guys who raised their fist in 1968, they're saying they ought to let these athletes protest. Now, I understand where Tommy Smith and John Carlos are coming from. I said Lee Evans in a previous broadcast. But Tommy Smith and John Carlos, when they raised their fists in the 1960s, there was genuine oppression of black people in America by Democrats. The same oppression, by the way, that's still happening in America by Democrats. They talk about police brutality. Where does it occur? In cities run by Democrats. And in many cases, black Democrats. There's hardly a big city police chief who's not black. You think that's by choice? You think that's by luck? They put black people in charge of other black people, and then those black people complain. This is insane. But anyway, Tommy Smith and John Carlos had legitimate beef. Black people were being oppressed. They were shooting us with water cannons and sticking German shepherds on us in the 1960s. Are they doing that now? Of course not. It's more insanity. So they want the protests to be allowed because they're still, they have the muscle memory of 1968. But in reality, those days are over, fellas. Stop living in the past and stop bringing that baggage to black folks today. More importantly, stop bringing that baggage to Americans today. And this is why the Olympics is struggling. It's struggling mightily because everybody wants to make a statement. They want to get on the world stage and make a statement. It's kind of like these skanks that want to wait until somebody gets ahead in life and then say, oh my gosh, he molested me or he tried to hit on me or whatever. I'm not buying it anymore. I know the rules. Kevin Jackson, we're going to take a short break. Keep it here, folks.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Olympics has lost its significance, as have the Pulitzer Prize, the Nobel Peace Prize. Remember, they gave that to Obama for doing absolutely nothing. The Emmy was given to Cuomo after he killed 15,000 old people with the Wu flu. The Pulitzer was given to the New York Times for a fake news story on Russian collusion. I could go on. All of them have lost their luster. The Grammys, Oscars so, and forget the Grammys, I meant the Oscars. Oscars so white, right? All the black folks, we make $20 million a film, but we want some trophies. It's insane. Grammys, every one of these things, what are the others? People's Choice, all these awards, down, 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 down. You want to know why? They don't have any significance anymore because leftism has crept in.
It's nepotism. It's who knows who that gets all the awards. And then once they get them, everybody's like, well, I want to be in on the in crowd. It isn't enough that they get to do their craft and be the best at it and have people adore them. Not just in the U.S., worldwide, they get invited to things. They live lavish lives. And you want to know why? They can't be happy. You cannot make a leftist happy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We lay it down here. I'm not going to hold back because of political correctness or I'm going to lose some sponsors. I don't care. What I'm going to give you is the truth, a dose of the truth. And let me tell you, if you're hanging around leftists, you are in danger. They're like worms that will eat your brain away. There's a slug in Hawaii that if you even get it on your hand or whatever and you get just anything, if you drink the water, you eat food, you touch the slug, his little sluggy droppings or whatever they call it, his trail, it gets into your brain and it will literally eat your brain away. That's essentially what's happened to leftists. Anybody that is a Democrat today, you got slug brain. It's being eaten away. Stay away from them. If you got some legacy Democrat friends, keep them because I don't want you to throw anybody away. Work with them, but don't bring anybody new in because they're idiots. When they convert, they will come back over and apologize to you for the nonsense. Anyway, the Olympics. Let me just say, it's just a metaphor for leftism. That's what I look at it today. It's a metaphor. The Olympics of the old days, man, I would bounce from sport to sport on the TV. Ooh, okay, we got wrestling. We got what? I've watched the strangest sports because it was the Olympics. Who's the American in it? I didn't even know some of the Americans in the sports. I knew the track athletes. I was a track athlete myself. But I didn't know. I knew boxing, right? I knew a few of the things, but I didn't know most of these athletes, but I was cheering for them. And then they win their medals and they come back here and they do well. They become coaches. They start molding young minds. Not anymore. It's a metaphor for leftism. And my question is when will everybody get a trophy? When are they going to stop the Olympics altogether? Because everybody can't win. The United States, man, we have represented poorly. I heard a girl did win the Taekwondo thing. I saw a brief clip on it. She won first place, like in featherweight. Congratulations to her as a martial artist. I know what it takes to get to that level. But boy, I don't have the gusto to watch it anymore because it's been so overdone. I saw a story that claims that protests in the Olympics are nothing new. And they chronicled all these other protests. And I looked at them and I was like, this is nothing in comparison to what we're doing today. I talked earlier about Tommy Smith and John Carlos raising their fist. They had every right to raise their fist. Black people were being oppressed. If you want to raise your fist today, Colin Kaepernick, if you want to raise your fist, raise it against the same Democrats that Tommy Smith and John Carlos were raising their fists against back in the 1960s. Because nothing's changed. The only thing that changed is they aren't shooting water cannons and sicking dogs on you. They're doing it in another way. They've learned how to oppress you. You want to know how? They oppress your mind, black people. They tell you, you can't be anything. You're a victim. Some white dude that you don't even know has his foot on your neck. Well, if you've ever been an athlete that's trained for anything, let me tell you who's got their foot on your neck. You. Nobody else. If you don't get up and go run those quarter miles or whatever you're training for, or do overtraining and have somebody that's helping you learn how to get out of the blocks or how to pace yourself, how to watch your breathing, stay hydrated, stay fit, stretched out, the whole thing. Watch your nutrition. But it's all on you. A coach can tell you whatever he wants to tell you. Somebody can yell at you, you ain't nobody, man. You ain't never going to be nobody, whatever. And if you just keep running, you'll be fine. One of my son's little buddies, he was a Chubbs. He was a Chubster. And this kid ran every day for a year, and he is rock solid. His dad is a former gunny sergeant in the Marine. Well, there are no former Marines, but he's a gunny sergeant in the Marines. And I asked his dad, I said, did you go after your son? And he goes, I didn't say a word to him, man. He goes, he did it all on his own. This little kid is a rock. He could be in Force Recon Marine. Marsoc. And good for him. But what they want us to believe is that, with this story about the other protests, is that these protests are legit. Everybody uses the world stage to protest, like Kaepernick did when he did his football thing. Let me tell you, whoever's using the world stage is using the world stage now because they want to gain points with the woke generation. They think being woke is being cool. And the minute that we prove to them that being woke is not cool at all, being woke is asleep at the wheel, and you're going to drive into the curb, you know, into the ditch because you're not woke. You know what's going to wake you up? When you get out there and perform. That's what wakes you up. If you think people think they're going to get into corporate America and then woke is good, woke is going to get you looked at and ultimately fired. And they're going to figure out a slick way to do it. But trust me when I tell you, raise your kids not to be woke. Raise your kids to be who they are. Anyway, we're going to get on this Olympic thing. By the way, the men's basketball team lost, first time in ages, I think in two decades, that they lost in the opening round. I mean, they're still going to play some games. But again, we're sending over woke basketball players, as opposed to sending people to just go there, play the game, and do it to the best of their ability. Everybody's got to be woke. Anyway, here's some statistics on the Olympics. They said this year marks the first time since 2004 that the opening night of competition at any Olympics averaged fewer than 20 million viewers. More than 60% of Americans were unable to express excitement or interest in the summer games, and at least 45% of Americans combined said they are not looking forward to any of the games in any capacity. This is what a group of people that are looking at the Olympics said. We have no interest in the Olympics whatsoever. So the enthusiasm thing is down, and it's down because of the handful of athletes that are doing stupid things. I'm going to take a short break.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman says a bipartisan group of negotiators has reached an agreement on the major issues of the roughly $1 trillion infrastructure package. And on that note, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says there will be a Wednesday night vote to move forward on the bill to begin debate. Republican Senator from Alaska, Lisa Murkowski, adding,
"This is also important to demonstrate that Republicans and Democrats can come together over really hard stuff to negotiate in good faith."
House Speaker and devout Catholic Nancy Pelosi is blasting House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, as she called him a moron for opposing a mask mandate in the chamber during her weekly press conference. You're listening to USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is being pressed about calling Republican leader Kevin McCarthy a moron.
"To say that wearing a mask is not based on science, I think, is not wise. And that was my comment. And that's all I'm going to say about that."
During a news conference, Pelosi, a devout Catholic, did not revisit the moron comment directly. She said the decision to reimpose a mandate was based on science, science, science. The Atlanta spa gunman pleads guilty to 4 counts of murder. With the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, here's Lance Pry.
22-year-old Robert Aaron Long, accused of killing 8 people, mostly women of Asian descent, at Atlanta, Georgia massage businesses, pled guilty to murder Tuesday in 4 of the killings. Mr. Long was sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Cherokee County prosecutors had planned to seek the death penalty, but decided a plea deal would bring swift justice.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Everybody pretty much knows how I feel about Fauci the fraud. I consider the man a menace. And if he were doing his job in China, he would have been executed for killing so many people for his bad advice. And that's as good as I can talk about Anthony the fraud Fauci. He's a mafioso, a capo in Captain Demento's administration now. And sadly, he was part of the Trump administration. And he is nothing but about himself. But he's an earner, as they say in the mafia. In the land of leftist lunatics run by Captain Demento, Fauci is actually heralded. He's exalted. He's canonized. You would think the man was so overly qualified, he was, that we could never find anybody close enough to match Fauci the fraud. And as I said, in other places, he would be in jail. And he should be in jail here. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm going to bring you the truth. I don't care if they censor me. Somebody in outer space will get this broadcast and go, "That black man knew what he was talking about." Because that's the way aliens talk. They talk like black people. I told y'all, you need to get to Earth and listen to this black man. That black man is something else, man. I tell you right there. He's amazing. Be sure to bring me back some welder sausage and some chitlins. Oh, man, Anthony Fauci. So one of my writers, she's a good friend of mine, she wrote a piece on Fauci, and it is scathing. But it's so true. It is so true. Here's what she wrote. Anthony Fauci is a bloated hog who, since the Orwellian year of 1984, has gorged himself at the bureaucratic trough. How descriptive. Way to go, Christy. Beautiful writing there. And it's so true. She goes on to talk about it. Here, I'm going to read this. With a salary of nearly $500,000 per annum, precisely $417,608, he is paid more than the head of all 27 institutes of the National Institute of Health. Director Francis Collins, MD, physician, world-class geneticist with a PhD in physical chemistry, earns only $199,700. Well, that ain't only to this black man, but I get her meaning. Fauci, is the highest paid employee in the entire federal government, taking in even more than the president of the United States. How is that even possible? POTUS is the man. Not in this case. In fact, Joey Demento ought to be paying us at this point. But in general speaking, the POTUS is the man. And this guy makes more money. POTUS makes 400 grand. He makes $17,000 more than the president. And he's a fraud. You ever listen to Fauci? What he does is he's wishy-washy. He's like the guy that used to run the Fed chairman, Greenspan. Greenspan did an interview. He says, you know what I did? And he says, I always say, well, the economy could go this way. But then again, it could go the other way. And what Fauci does is the same thing. Well, unless we have all the data, then we understand the data points and that we do this, then we won't know. But we could know if we maybe get more data. It's hysterical. If they pay me half that, I could be just as effective. I could be as effective as this vaccine. I'll tell you how I could be as effective as this vaccine they're giving out, this death poke, is if I gave you a placebo. Because it would do just as much. You get a shot and you can still get the disease? I'm sorry. That's not a cure. Pfizer, Moderna, or whoever, AstraZeneca, that's not a cure. Brother wants to be cured. Anyway, she goes on to say, Fauci is not qualified to be the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the NIAID, at the NIH. He lacks the qualifications to be the chief medical advisor to POTUS on COVID-19, and he's a liar. And I agree. Look, we give way too much credit for people who have PhD after their initials after their name. I've said many times on my radio show, and I'm saying it here, I challenge any leftist of whatever credentials they could have all the initials after their name they want. I challenge them to a debate, and I will kick their narrow behinds, as my grandmother would say, or their big behinds. I will engrave a platter that I will hand them their butt on, and I hope the smarter they are, the more. In fact, I will even go further. Bring as many friends as you need to this fight, and I will kick your sorry little butts because they know nothing. The way they try to credentialize themselves and intimidate you, he's a PhD, he's a doctor of whatever. I don't care. I don't have PhD after my stuff, but I'll tell you this, I will kick your butt. Let's have a discussion. And this is the reason why they don't want me to come to debates. They don't want me to sit on panels. And because it's common sense. I don't have any real superpower. Wing, wing, don't tell anybody. But I just exhibit common sense. Doesn't hurt that I have degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. Yeah. Anyway, she goes on. To evade the truth, he was a no-show when a congressional panel called him to answer for his role in the global COVID-19 pandemic, which thousands of his emails prove. On May 11, 2021, he lied to the Senate that he did not fund the Communist Chinese gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. He lied about the definition of gain-of-function. And you've seen the Rand Paul, God bless him. Rand Paul is making Fauci. He's got to be dreaming, having nightmares of Rand Paul. Fauci wishes that dude that beat up Rand Paul had killed him. I'm telling you right now, if you could read Fauci's mind, he would be, why didn't that guy kill? And Rand got beat up, ribs broken. I mean, it was ugly. But Fauci wishes he would do a Tanya Harding on Rand Paul in a New York minute. He would do a Steve Scalise, where that dude went to the baseball game, in a minute if he could get rid of him. Rand Paul knows how to get under Fauci's skin. And by the way, Rand Paul is a physician, and I think she even may go into this. But she goes on, his glaring lack of qualifications. She says, let's start with Fauci's lack of qualifications. His wife's bio on Wikipedia lists him as an immunologist.
She says, if he's an immunologist, then I'm an NFL linebacker. He says, in pre-med, where most people choose a science major, such as zoology, Fauci chose the classics. She goes on to write, does Fauci have a degree in immunology? Just a measly bachelor's degree, maybe. No, he has no degree in epidemiology or virology either. Never got a degree in public health. Never went to Africa to treat patients with infectious diseases. Then why was he ever appointed as director of the NIH's Institute on Allergy and Infectious Diseases in the first place? He's got zero. Give the signal for white power. He's got zero credentials in this subject. And they make him out to be the de facto standard of it. And what's funny, listen to Fauci where he chooses his words and he tries to make himself seem more intellectual than what he is. And he makes up words. Look, I do it. I do it all the time, but I don't pretend to be an intellectual. I know I'm an intellectual, so I have fun with words. Fauci uses words and he doesn't know what he's saying. In the epidemiology-ness of it, he reminds me of those dudes on Living Color, where they would be like, and the manifestation of the testosterone of the brothers is the reason why we are incarceratedness right now at this very moment in this instance of time and technology. And you're going, what? That's what Fauci does. He tries to bamboozle you with this crazy knowledge of stuff, and he doesn't know anything. And look, I get it, man. He's got a cushy job. He doesn't want to leave that job. He's had opportunities. We'll get to it in a bit. I get it. Leftists, they want something for nothing. And by the way, I don't know if this is true, but I heard that Fauci has many of these patents and things that are out. This dude is making, forget his salary. He's like an athlete. The money he makes in the government is nothing compared to his endorsements. This dude is supposedly tied to patents and all kinds of stuff. I don't know if that's the case. Go look it up for yourselves, because I'm not trying to spread fake news. But I'll tell you this, there's something tricky going on in Fauci land. And we got a lot more to talk about on this little fraud. And that's what he is. So when we come back, I'm going to continue reading from Christie's article about him. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Oh, they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Fauci the fraud. The little leprechaun. Always after your lucky charms. So you want some an update on the Wu Flu? Former National Institutes of Health contract scientist and Klassen Immunotherapies proprietor J. Bart Klassen has published a paper warning there is a strong potential for Wuhan coronavirus mRNA vaccines to trigger Parkinson's, dementia, and a variety of other prion and chronic diseases. But Joe Biden says it's safe. Captain Demento says it's all good. You would think Joe Biden got that shot before he ever got into politics, because that dude is weird and wacky. He says Alzheimer's, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which is ALS, multiple system atrophy, MSA, and mad cow disease are all on the table as possible side effects of the China virus, the Wu flu, the Kung flu. Anyway, we're talking about Dr. Fauci in an article written by one of my writers at theblacksphere.net. And you can find out more about me and the team, by the way, at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. And I hope you will. We want to speak all over the place, appear all over the place, have candid discussions about this nonsense that the left tries to put us through, and do it with a little comedic flair from time to time. We're talking about Fauci, and Christine writes, after medical school, he completed a residency in internal medicine. In other words, she's saying he's not an immunologist, he's not a virologist, and he's not an epidemiologist. He's a bureaucrat who kissed his butt up to the point where he's director of the NIAID at the National Institute of Health, and I'll tell you why he wants that role. So she says he went to work for the NIH. The man never practiced with patients. With his undergraduate degree major in the classics and his subsequent lack of credentials, what did he expect to do at the NIH as the head of the NIAID? Read Wuthering Heights to Ebola patients? Love that line. That is classic. She says his track record of incompetence started when he set foot in the NIH in 2003. When C-SPAN was interviewing Fauci, a female physician from Durham, North Carolina, called to the TV show and bravely exposed Fauci's incompetence, pointing out that America's ability to control infectious diseases hasn't improved under Fauci's then 19-year reign, but in fact worsened, and called upon him to resign. The tyrannical hand puppet's response? He said no and laughed. She says, Fauci refused multiple offers to be the head of the director of the NIH. The director serves at the pleasure of the president. Every single director in NIH history has been replaced by a new administration, with the exception of Dr. Francis Collins, whom President Trump kept as an Obama holdover and who Joey Demento has not replaced. The tiny, wily, bureaucratic gamesman knows that he is secure in his non-political appointee position. This is the guy that's telling you, wear the mask, don't wear the mask. In all the different iterations and lies that this clown has told over the past year and a half should land him in prison. And as I said earlier, if he was in China, he would have been shot. He would have been executed. She says, his 37-year reign of incompetence, surely a longevity record until now, has been a guaranteed perpetual job. But here's what I love. Andy Biggs, who's a personal friend, Congressman Biggs of Arizona, Mo Brooks, Congressman out of Alabama, Buddy Carter, Georgia, Congressman out of Georgia, Paul Gosar, another personal friend out of Arizona here, Matt Gaetz out of Florida, Bob Good out of Virginia, Marjorie Taylor Greene, back power, Marjorie, Thomas Massey, Kentucky, Mary Miller of Illinois, and Greg Stubbe of Florida have all co-sponsored the Fire Fauci Act. Love it. It's about time somebody put this little bureaucrat under scrutiny, like Rand Paul has done, and you watch Fauci in these interviews, and he gets real testy. That is a lie. And when he knows he's caught, he's like, I did not have sexual relations with that virus at the Wu Flu lab. Don't anybody tell you that. Don't believe him. But he said, don't you believe that I had sexual relations with the Wu Flu virus? People are going to say things. They may even have pictures. He is a fraud. And America's finally recognizing it. And as opposed to giving him accolades, they're finally saying, you know what? Enough is enough. This guy has, look, it's like Supreme Court justices.
somebody picks them, at least they have to go through a certain level of scrutiny, right? And you look at their record, you look at their caseloads and things like this. What we have here is a guy who has no degrees and any of the things necessary to do his job. And yet we're supposed to trust him. No degrees. He's never worked with any patients, much less gone into a forward area where these diseases hit, and worked on the ground with these types of diseases. There are so many more qualified people to do this job. So what does it leave? What is the only other possibility you can look at for this little toad? He's a bureaucratic mouthpiece. You remember when President Trump was talking about this virus early on and Fauci was in the background just kind of leering at him? Or I remember distinctly the president would make a comment and Fauci would jump in front of the mic and pull a Kanye West. He ain't deserving no one. But he would jump. He jumped in front of the microphone. Well, what he just said is really not right. It's not correct because we've got to do such and such and blah, blah, blah. And well, it could be this way or it could be that way. So he's not wrong, but he's not right. Now let me step away. That's Fauci's modus operandi. He pretends that he's got it all together. This man has nothing together. But here's what I will tell you. Why hasn't an investigative journalist followed up on these stories? I don't know if this is the case, but I heard Fauci is tied to patents with the CDC. In other words, look at his finances. So, okay, he's made some pretty good coin over the years. Say he's made $400,000 over the last 40 years. So he's made $16 million. But if he's living a $150 million lifestyle, even with good investing, I mean, trust me, there's the old saying, if one buzzard is circling, maybe something's dead. But if 12 buzzards are circling, something's dead. And there's a lot of buzzards circling around Fauci. Finally, thank you, Senator Paul, whom I happen to know, great guy. So she goes on to write, it is not unreasonable to consider gain-of-function research search the sick and dabbling twisted scientific minds. And she goes on to talk about gain of function research. She says it means experimenting with dangerous infectious pathogens, including but not limited to bacteria, viruses, fungi. They're deliberately strengthened to cause disease and death. If you remember, there's a warning. Don't take a regular penicillin anymore. Penicillin doesn't knock out regular, you know, like gonorrhea was given, penicillin was given for gonorrhea. They go, no, there's a super strain of gonorrhea now, and you got to go to some new drug. But penicillin has pretty much been ruled out as anything now. It's amoxicillin, and I think even, these Z-Packs are like a super strong version of antibacterials. So she goes on, she says, theoretically, in the hands of ethical researchers, the purpose of this research would be to discover ways to kill or attenuate pathogen in the library before the diseases occur in the population, or at least to minimize its spread. In other words, biodefense. But it's not. It's being used as bioweapons. And she says, many respected scientific minds, among them epidemic and anthrax expert Merrill Nass, MD, Harvard epidemiologist Mark Lipsitch, PhD, Yale professor and epidemiologist Allison Galvani, PhD, virologist at the Pasteur Institute in Paris, Simon Wayne Hobson, PhD, Professor Lord Robert May of Oxford, the former chief science advisor to the UK government, question not only its insignificant preventative efficacy, but condemn its ethicality and raison d'etre. That's just too many big words for a black man, but you get my meaning. Anyway, you get the point. Fauci's not qualified for any of this, and he funded gain of function. I got to leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.